If you are a water enthusiast, you may have spent a good deal of time out on the waterways in the Huron River watershed. Well, if you have, you more than likely at one time or another have run into an algae bloom. Now, I can say for certain Ford Lake and Belleville Lake have had these recurring problems over the years with the blooms. So, what to do? That is the question. Well, it's a matter that's been under study for some time now. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Dr. John Lehman, and Dr. Lehman is a University of Michigan professor and research scientist and has been heading up a study rooting out the causes and developing strategies for effective solutions. Dr. Lehman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
As you just reminded me off the air, this is a conversation continued from 3 years ago when you first got a grant from the EPA to start studying the algae blooms in the area. So over the course of the past 3 years, what have you learned?
Well, we've learned quite a lot about the nature of these blooms and the causes and possible remediation strategies. And in fact, where we are right now is we've moved from that first grant, which was aimed at researching the causes, to a continuation, which is aimed at trying different mitigation strategies and mitigation techniques.
How pervasive did you find the algae bloom issue to be in the Huron River watershed, or particularly Ford and Belleville Lakes?
We found that the major problems were in Ford and Belleville Lakes. However, Barton Pond upstream, which is an important impoundment because it's the source of the drinking water
right.
for the city of Ann Arbor, it's poised at a place where it is vulnerable to these types of blooms. And we think that we've conveyed to the municipal officials the importance of watching future developments in that watershed and upstream from Barton Pond, because it could easily move over a tipping point to a place where it experiences the same kinds of nuisance blooms downstream. And, of course, Ford Lake and Belleville Lake are not sources of drinking water for the local citizens,
right.
but Barton Pond is, and if they had these problems, they'd have great expenses associated with additional treatments.
Is it a threat to human health?
Some of the toxins that are produced by certain species of these algae are liver toxins, and the World Health Organization specifies certain limits which shouldn't be exceeded for long-term ingestion. But the water can be treated, and so another issue is taste and odor problems, and,
right.
and so it's not necessarily just that it's toxic. It can be that people might not like to smell or drink it.
So, well, what about the fish?
Some of the more obnoxious species are not terribly edible to the microinvertebrates.
Obnoxious species of algae. They have
right.
personalities, huh?
Well, I think they have. There are value judgments assigned to them by people, and people tend not to like the algae that form large surface scums and then decompose and smell bad.
Other than the smell and the odor, what are the impacts of these algae blooms on the water itself, the ecosystem, and the economy of the affected area?
The short term is that when one of these surface blooms is in progress, we've done surveys, and we've run male surveys of citizens in the Ypsilanti Township and Van Buren Township area, and they indicate that they kind of avoid the water. They don't want to have a contact with it. Many of them claim as a result of this that they won't consume the fish that they may catch, even if they fish. And it probably cuts down on the amount of revenue that the townships would get from such things as park
right.
use and boat ramp use.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Dr. John Lehman, and Dr. Lehman is heading up a study to find the causes and develop solutions to algae blooms in the area. Realistic solutions. You tried something last summer at Ford Lake that seemed to be a success.
That's right. We based on the research understanding we developed, we were able to approach the Ypsilanti Township Board of Trustees in December of 2005 and ask for their cooperation with some whole lake experiments that we wanted to conduct. And, of course, it was essential to get that cooperation because that lake is in their jurisdiction. And they were very nice in voting unanimously to allow us to perform these experiments. And so we implemented a particular control strategy last summer in which we discharged some water from the bottom of the dam, which was possible because of the construction design of the dam, thereby preventing the stagnation of the water near bottom, which previously had led to the nutrient conditions that triggered the blooms. We were very successful in these experiments. We prevented anoxic conditions from developing, and we were able to control the species composition of the algae that did develop in the lake so that it was species that were more edible to the organisms and did not float and cause surface scums. And overall, I'd say people were very pleased with the overall water transparency and water quality of the lake last summer.
Well, that's great. And then this summer, you did not do that same experiment at the beginning of the summer. And what does the lake look like now?
It's starting to develop a blue-green bloom. We decided that we had implemented a particular control strategy and tested a particular theory last summer. We were going to try a different theory this summer. It involves an injection, a direct injection of oxygen into the deep water. However, I have to be honest, it's been taking a little bit of time in terms of logistics to line up all the ducks in a row. And so we did not get our experiment started as soon as we would have liked. And as a consequence, we're starting to see the lake is going downhill already.
Do you anticipate, though, that in this new experiment, if it goes as you have strategized, that it's going to be a success as well?
I think that it will be a success in terms of controlling the nutrients. Now, the fact that we've already got a bloom that's starting right now, I can't turn back the hands of time. But I think we can prevent things from getting worse and having problems persist through the entire summer.
Well, I know that as a researcher, you like to deal in facts and find out what the truth of a matter is. So now I'm going to ask you an opinion. Is there enough public sentiment to support the lifestyle changes that we as a community need to remediate the problem? And will we be able to create a funding mechanism that will work and pay for this for the long term?
I think the answer is yes. There's two lines of evidence to support that. One is I had a student who was a economics student last year do a economic model analysis of what it might take to get the amount of additional revenue to support this kind of these kinds of improvements, and he came up with some model suggestions that improving the water quality could draw enough additional revenue into the local coffers to actually support the continuation of the project. The other thing was we did a survey. We sent out mail questionnaires by mail to lots of lakeshore residents and people that live within a certain distance of the lakes and the river. And surprising large number of them, I mean, well, by far a majority, said they would be willing to support increased taxes if the result was going to be improved water quality. And some of them were talking about annual taxes that might be in the order of $50 or $100 to give you the kind of magnitude.
Right.
I think that's a significant amount. And it certainly would easily generate the revenue. I don't want to excite all kinds of negative repercussions about that. People can go on our website and look at our survey results. That's just people's opinion.
Well, our time together is running short, so why don't you give us that web address so that people can look further into what we've been talking about today?
All right, it's www.umich.edu/, then it's a tilde, it's a little wavy line, HR study, means Huron River study. And you'll find a wealth of information there.
Dr. Lehman, thank you very much for your time. It was good to visit with you again.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
Dr. Lehman is a University of Michigan professor and research scientist and has been heading up a study rooting out the causes and developing strategies for effective solutions on the aerial waterways. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular part of Wednesday mornings on 89.1 WEMU.